Hello and welcome. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. Today I would like to take a look at the topic of faith. What is faith? How do we obtain faith? How do we walk in faith? How important is faith in our lives? What place does faith have in your life? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible." And verse 6 goes on to say, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." So we can see from verse 1 that faith is an assurance. Faith is the conviction. This verse tells us what faith will do for us. Faith makes the things hoped for as though they are real, as though we already have them. Faith is the evidence that what we cannot see with our natural eyes, the spiritual blessings of Christ, that they are absolutely certain, that they are real. Faith is reaching into eternity, reaching into my future, and bringing it into the present, bringing it into today, into the now. It's taking hold of the promises of God, laying hold of the promises of Christ, and bringing them into the present, and bringing them into our lives as if they are true, as if they are real today, now. Faith is our confidence in our trust in God. We believe wholeheartedly that God can be trusted, that he is trustworthy, that we have complete confidence in this trust. It is our conviction that whatever God speaks, whatever he has spoken, is true, and that what he has promised will come to pass. Faith, in its simplest form, is believing that what God has spoken is true, that we can trust God, and that we can act upon his promises, believing them to be true today. I begin to live my life in the reality of what God has promised. Let's take a look at a few examples in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 says, "By faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." God warned Noah that his judgment was about to fall upon the earth. God is about to judge the wickedness on the earth. For God says in Genesis chapter 6 verse 13, "Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them, and behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth." God then proceeded to tell Noah to build an ark of gopher wood. God's judgment was about to fall on the earth, but God looked upon Noah and Noah had found favor with God. God would spare Noah and his family. He would save them from the coming judgment. They were to build an ark. God said to Noah, "Behold, I am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life. From under heaven, everything that is on the earth shall perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." God would spare Noah, for he had found favor with God. If Noah would believe God that a flood was about to come upon the earth, a flood of water, something which had never been seen, Noah probably could not even begin to imagine what this would look like. But he knew it was going to be something catastrophic, something that would destroy life on this earth. And God was giving Noah an opportunity to be saved. Noah would have looked around him. Everything was dry. There was no water to be seen. The skies were clear. No rain clouds up there. Where was all this water going to come from? So much, in fact, that it would cover the entire earth. The entire planet would be covered with water. How could this be possible? In the natural, it seemed impossible. But Noah chose to believe God. He chose to believe when God said he would bring a flood upon the earth, that it would happen. He didn't have to know all the details. He didn't have to understand the science behind it. He didn't have to try and work it out. It was quite simple. God had spoken. Therefore, it was true. In verse 18 of Genesis chapter 6, God said, "But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." God made a promise with Noah, entered into an agreement with Noah. A covenant is something which cannot be broken. God could not go back on his word. If Noah would believe God, build an ark, God would save Noah and his family from the coming flood. And in verse 22, we see that Noah believed God. For it says, "Thus Noah did, according to all that God had commanded him, so he did." He believed that the impossible would happen, that there would be a flood, something he would have had difficulty even understanding the concept of what a flood was. But he believed God. He stepped out in faith and said, "I believe what God has spoken. I will obey his command." Building the ark would have taken many years. And during that time, he would have had to endure the ridicule from his fellow countrymen. "What are you doing, Noah? What is this monstrosity that you're building here? Why? What's it for? Is going to be what, a flood? What is that? You're crazy, Noah." And yet Noah maintained his faith in God, maintained his faith that what God had spoken, he could trust. What God had spoken, he could believe. In chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "Then the Lord said to Noah, 'Enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time.'" After all those years of building the ark, the time had come for God's judgment to be fulfilled upon the earth. And God instructed Noah to enter the ark, saying that he alone had been found by God to be righteous before him. This sent a clear message. Only the righteous will be saved. Only those in right standing before God would be saved. Noah entered the ark with his family. God shut the door. And then came the flood. And then we read how this flood came about in verse 11. It says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. The rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. The flood remained for 150 days. God's word was true. What he had spoken to Noah came to pass. Noah was saved because he had been found righteous by God. Noah was saved because he chose to believe what God had spoken. But Noah chose to believe. He chose to reach into eternity and see the flood that was coming. He saw what could not be seen with natural eyes. He saw his salvation in what God had spoken. He reached in and brought it into the present, into today, and he built the ark. This story speaks prophetically of what is yet to come upon this earth, that there is yet one more judgment. One more judgment which God is going to bring upon mankind, upon all humanity. A judgment where God will judge mankind, will judge the sins of man. But only the righteous will be saved. Just as it was in the days of Noah, God spoke of a coming judgment. And Noah believed it. Paul in the book of Romans in chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All have sinned. That means that all mankind needs salvation, needs to be made righteous before God. For only the righteous will be saved. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says, "And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation, without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him." Jesus died for our sins, that we might be made righteous before God. It is in Christ that we stand righteous today. It is those who dare to believe, who dare to have faith that Jesus Christ had died for our sins and has become our salvation. Will you believe God? Will you put your faith in Jesus that you too might be saved? Just as Noah was saved because he dared to believe. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's teaching. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. Please do visit my website at www.globalwordministry.org and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, have a blessed week and goodbye.